This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the highlights from yet another busy week.
It is 0900.
With only 2 weeks left in session, committee hearings continue. On Tuesday morning, the Missouri Senate Ways and Means Committee heard House Bill 2540, the House version of tax reform. Panel member Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester says he believes revenues from the state corporate income tax are nearly impossible to forecast.
Trying to predict what the free market is going to do is very unpredictable.
Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis adds, if this were to become law, the sponsor claims it would bring more money into Missouri.
You are guaranteeing the state of Missouri next year a net of $33 million.
Committee action has not yet been taken on House Bill 2540.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 1617.
Missouri senators spent part of Monday afternoon and evening on House Bill 1617. Bill Handler, Senator Bob Ondra of Lake St. Louis, says the measure seeks to modify provisions relating to telehealth and health insurance payments.
To clarify, the telehealth services are covered under Medicaid as long as the appropriate standard of care is met.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur tells the Handler there is a related avenue that needs to be addressed.
I think the only thing that it doesn't deal with that we're going to still need to talk about down the road is what happens when somebody needs to be transported by air ambulance.
House Bill 1617 has been set aside for future talk.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Bill 1007.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City sponsors Senate Bill 1007, a measure that seeks to modify the state merit system. During floor discussion, Senator Shoup expressed her continuing concern over whistleblower protections.
They have confidence that we have their backs, that they are protected when they blow the whistle on this kind of behavior in government.
Early Tuesday afternoon, Senate Bill 1007 was given final Missouri Senate approval. The measure now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
I reflect on relationships and friends.
This week also saw a special message from outgoing Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard of Joplin.
I will always believe that the day may dawn when fair play, love for one another, respect for justice and freedom will enable tormented generations to march forth serene and triumphant.
Besides his unending push for economic development in Missouri, Senator Richard hopes people will always appreciate the beauty and history of the state capital.
The Senate will stand adjourned till 4 p.m.
The final 2 weeks start Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.